Boom. 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 Too many moving parts. ஸ்ரீ கணேசாய நமஹ. ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நம. ஓம் கணானாம் த்வா கணபதிகும் ஹவாமஹே கவிம் கவீனாம் அஸ்ரவஸ்தமம் ஜேஷ்டராஜம் பிரம்மணாம் பிரம்மணஸ்பத ஆஸ்ரீத சாதனம் ஸ்ரீ மகாகணபதயே நம. ஏனாட்சர சமாம்நாய அதிகம்ய மகேஸ்வராத் கிருத்ஸ்னம் வியாக்கரணம் ப்ரோக்தம் தஸ்மை பாணினயே நம. வாக்கியகாரம் வரருச்சம் பாஷ்யகாரம் பதஞ்சலம் பாணினிம் ஸ்தூத்ரகாரஞ்ச பிரணத்வஸ்மி முனித்ரயம். ஓம் நத்வா சரஸ்வதீம் தேவீம் சுத்தாம் குண்யாம் கரோம்யஹம் பாணினீய பிரவேஷாய லகு சித்தாந்த கௌமுதீம். நமோ நம. Can say this first verse with me. Siddhisadhye satamastu. Siddhisadhye satamastu. Prasadatasya dhur jatehe. Prasadatasya dhur jatehe. ஜான்வீ பேன லேகேவ. ஜான்வீ பேன லேகேவ. யன்மூர்த்னி சசினஹ் கலா. யன்மூர்த்னி சசினஹ் கலா. நமோ நம. I welcome you all to this class on Sanskritam. The setup has changed. We had board earlier and then now we are doing this configuration. So it is a little too much because I have main screen, I have the screen that is showing up there. And also there is a text that we are going to go through. I'll be also typing a lot of stuff rather than writing on the board. And I have a Zoom going on and the Zoom is recording. So the Zoom recordings also will be available. Now, you must have noticed that we have not provided the text to you right now. And what we will do is as we start progressing, I will try to get some handouts for you. We don't know how much we will cover of the text, but the text is only a vyaja. The text is only a means for us to come together and study vyakaran. There have been a lot of suggestions earlier. One of the suggestions was to take up Hetopadesha. So we said, okay, we'll go ahead and decided that we'll do Hetopadesha in this class. In the back, you can hear me, right? Okay. So before we go into the Hitopadesha, there's some things that you want to know about, or rather understand when you go back, and I'm assuming you might have a computer or on a phone or something, right? What you need to know is you need to just know one link, which is something you can write down. This is also available in the live stream. So the live stream recordings will have it, and our Guruji has also put it in the live stream, I believe. So this link should be available. It's just tinyurl.com/avgsanskrit-2020. There's one link. If you have everything. Okay, so what is this link? This link actually links you to a Dropbox. And this Dropbox is where I will provide all the recordings. So all the Zoom recordings will be available in this Dropbox. And if you miss the link, don't worry. I'll write it down later for you, okay? So the Zoom link will be available, and a bunch of books that you might need as we discuss, or handouts that I'm going to discuss, right? Because there are a lot of people online also. Then for those people also, I will start providing handouts and everything in this directory. Okay, so you just go to this link. Where is that? Just go to this link, and this link should provide you a handout, right? And in the same location, there is a readme.html that explains. Okay, and the class notes that I'm typing, everything that we'll be typing here, will also be provided in this link. So, you know, again, as I repeat, it is only one link that you need to go. Once you go there, you will find the readme, and the readme, when you open it up, you'll have all the information that you need. Any books that I'm suggesting, anything else that you need to read. So what happens is these classes can continue, right? Even after the 9 weeks when we do these classes, they can all the material required for the classes are available in the same location. Okay. This is unlike Vedanta. We'll have to make it a more interactive sessions. And so I'm going to request you, if you have any questions, just feel free to raise your hand, call up, interrupt. You're not interrupting at all. Okay. As long as you know, we are talking about questions related to what we are studying here. With that said, right, the basic assumption here in this class would be that you have some idea about Devanagari and how Devanagari is written. Okay, we won't be going into the details of the Varnakshara at all. So Varnakshara is something that you are familiar with. This assumption. Then what we will do is that for every one of the shlokas, we'll try to understand the shlokas. Again, the whole the aspect is not to cover the various shlokas and the various different material of the book itself. It is basically take up a shloka and then understand the vyakaranam on it. Okay, so that is the perspective. Then why Hitopadesha? Because if we take up Hitopadesha, in the process of Hitopadesha, we can learn a bunch of other things also. That was the idea of Hitopadesha. So what is Hitopadesha? Hitopadesha, the prequel of Hitopadesha is Panchatantra. So Hitopadesha is very much based of Panchatantra. Almost, you can say 70-75% of Hitopadesha is based on Panchatantra. Now, is based on Panchatantra. So you must have heard about Panchatantra. In fact, okay, not heard about it. Have you heard about S of Fables? Yes? Okay. So S of Fables, Panchatantras are stories like S of Fables. Okay. In fact, we don't know what the origin of S of Fables is, but they say that some of the stories of S of Fables and some of the stories of Panchatantra are very similar, identical. That is one way. So they are short stories. That is what Hitopadesha. I will explain you further. I just need to set this correct. So it is actually a text of in Sanskrit language, Hitopadesha. And this there is one book by M.R. Kale. Okay, it's called Hitopadesha of Narayana. Hitopadesha of Narayana. And this book contains the Sanskritam text. It has a Sanskritam commentary also. And at the end, there is an English translation. Okay. So if you go to this tiny URL link that I've provided here, and if you go into that link, into that directory, into that folder, a copy, a PDF copy of this book is available. They suggested that if you like the book, that you go ahead and purchase the book. But a PDF copy of this book is available. This book is available also in archives.org. That is one. If you go online, there is a lot of material about Hitopadesha. One second. There's one website that I'm going to use today. It's called wisdomlib.org. Okay. I will give you the link to this also. Not an issue. We'll give you, share with you all the links in that one page. So, Hita Upadesha. Kale also has a commentary, by the way. This book also has a commentary here. And what it says is that Hitasya Upadeshaha Hito Upadesha. So what is good for you? What is beneficial for you? What is going to be sort of Hita? What is, you know, in some ways that is in your how do you say it? It is for your benefit. Okay. Like for example, to use a blade and hurt somebody is not good, right? Of course, you don't want to hurt anybody and anything as such, right? But a surgeon might take a blade and still cut the body. There, the cutting of the body by the surgeon is for the hita of the patient. I'm just giving you the exact meaning of what would hita mean. To shout at somebody may not be, is not good manners, right? And it's rude. But even though the mother loves the child, the mother might scold or shout at the kid, right? And that is for the hita of the kid. You follow? That is the meaning of hita. There's a subtle meaning there. It's not exactly benefit. It's for the welfare or for the well-being, right? So similarly, any upadesha or any particular type of expounding here, in this case, right? Any type of teaching that is given, the upadesha. We'll come to these words again later. Okay, any type of upadesha that is given, that upadesha which is for the welfare is hita upadesha. Hitasya upadeshaha hita upadesha. So hita upadesha is actually a samasa. These are the words that I'm going to try to introduce you to. Hitasya upadeshaha hito upadesha. Okay, let me just get this straight. As I told you, too many moving parts. Okay, so what is hito upadesha? What happens is that you will see the story as the story goes, right? That there was a king, okay? And this king had few his sons, right? And they were not well behaved or they were not very well trained. So he looks for, you know, some teacher to come and give them instruction. And there he hears this shloka somewhere, okay? And that shloka inspires him, okay? So that is how the Hitopadesha comes into existence. So that is the story. But story is only a means of giving us the pill. In fact, it's a book on morality, a book on ethics. It is a book on morality, a book on ethics, right? Because the princes are taught the book of morality. They are taught the ethics so that they can become good rulers. That is the mains. But you know, for us students, It also is a means for a good sadhu is good understanding and usage of the words of the language, Sanskrit. That is one more usage of Hitopadesha. So it is the sadhu uktihi. Okay, good usage. What is the appropriate usage of Sanskritam? That is one purpose. And also the purpose in that process, also learn a lot of code of ethics, code of morality. Okay, also called as Niti Shastra. When it comes to Niti Shastra, there are a bunch of various texts available. One of the texts of Niti Shastra, for example, you must have heard about Vidura Niti. So in Mahabharata, there is Vidura, who was the minister for Dhritarashtra, the Kauravas. And he was actually in some ways a brother also. So that Vidura, there is actually a text by Vidura, or rather it is attributed to Vidura, because in the welfare of the state and its affairs. And that is called Vidura Niti. Why are we saying that? Because Hitopadesha is also very often quoted as having good amount of Niti Shastra. There are many of these uktis that will come, many of the shlokas that will come, that we will, as we start looking at them, you will see that these are very well, you know, quotable quotes, so to speak. These are quotable quotes, so to speak. Is this space okay? Yes, please. I'm sorry? Niti. Niti is basically, as I said, it's a code of ethics. So when something is to be done, what is the appropriate way to do that? Right? What is the right way to do that? That is a Niti. If it is the wrong way to do that, it is, then you add an adjective to it, Kuta Niti. Then you say that it is not the advisable, not the right, or, you know, malice, right? I'm sorry? Nisheda is negation. Nisheda is negation. This is basically an adjective to the Niti, where it's not the right way to do things, right? Kuta Niti, where you are foxy. Somebody is foxy, you know, so to speak, cunning. That will be Kuta Niti. But again, it's a Niti. So, but Niti, that here, when say we talk about Niti or Niti Shastra, it refers to how a leader would act. Right? It comes from Dhatu Ni. Ni means Ni Naye. Okay, so we'll talk about dhatus as we go. Any other questions? Okay, I think the online folks that we have are, they may actually want to join in Zoom. I will give the link to the Zoom itself. Let me put the link to the Zoom. One second. If you want to interact, or so that we can even call into the Zoom, I have the phone on, or you could even send a text message on the Zoom. One second. Actually, online, I don't know how many folks are there, because for West Coast time period, it is too early, 6 a.m., right? I know there are a couple of our friends who are studying with us together in Vyakaranam. They will be logging in online within a day or two on Zoom. Okay, let me... So if you go to that README, at the end, I will add the Zoom link. Again, this is for our friends online. They do not have the advantage of asking the question like you have. Any next question? Any other questions? Please go ahead. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I think generally you have to hold me back from doing that. It is the other way. Actually, you may ask the question using the microphone. The reason being that folks who are online as well as recording, they will not get it. If I don't repeat the question, and if you've not heard it, tell me and I'll repeat the question. The question asked is that, you know, will we be taking up a shloka and breaking up into different words and understanding it further? Yes.
Understanding as well as reciting it. To break it, reciting.
Okay. That exercise may not be very helpful for Hitopadesha. You want to do that where to break and all that in take up some other text where you want to learn how to recite.
Yeah.
We will go into that discussion.
Hmm?
Yeah, sure. We'll go into that discussion. What he's talking about is that you take up a shloka. Take up Bhagavad Gita, for example, right? Ashochyananvasochastvam pragnyavadamsa bhashase. Or take the first shloka. What is the first shloka? I'm sorry? Dharma kshetre, right? So, dharma kshetre kuru kshetre samaveta yuyutsavaha mamaka pandavas chaiva kimakuruvata sanjaya. So, you see, I've broken it up into four parts. Okay? So the question is, where do you break up? How do you break up? That is the question. Yeah, we will try to address those. Each of those parts is called pada. But how do you break up? Good. This is a good way to start the discussion. Good question. How do you break up a word? A typical Sanskritam sentence, if you see. Okay, let me give you something like this. Okay. So I think this is going to be our board, as you see there, right? Are you able to see it? Okay, what happens is that when I cut paste from other texts, the fonts will be smaller. But I will increase. If at all the size of the fonts are really small, you tell me and I'll increase the font size. One second. Yeah, that is difficult. I don't know how to do that. Or I can move aside. Okay, I'll do that. Okay. How about this? Oops, sorry. Yeah, so basically I'll try to type on the top. Okay. I actually need to move aside. Don't worry. We'll get you the material. Okay. Let me start with something. Okay. So let's say if I have okay. So you know that there is Vedas, right? There are Vedas. You have the Swamiji was talking about three Vedas, right? Rukyajusama. And then you have Atharvana Veda. In order to understand Vedas, there are six auxiliary sciences. They are called Shadangas. Okay, they're called Shadangas. Now, these Shadangas, I have a text here which talks about these Shadangas. They're called Vedangas. Let me see if I can increase the size. Is it better? Are you able to see up to here? Okay. This shloka, can you see it? This shloka also? Behind the head. Okay, so you are able to see up to here. I'm just marking the location so that I know up to where on the screen you can see. Okay, otherwise you can always look there. But that will be a head turner. Okay, so this is a shloka. Why did I bring this up? It's because if you look at this, Tatra, the one that has emboldened, these are the Shadangas. Okay, they are called Vedangas. Shiksha, Kalpa, Vyakaranam, Niruktam, Jyotisham, and Chandas. These are the six angas. Out of those six angas, what you were asking about, the meter is Chanda. Chandas is the meter. Right? Now, why did I bring this up? is because if you look at it, tatra shikshanam aksharadinam vedavarnanam, okay, look at this, sthana karana prayatna swaradi bodhika shiksha. Okay, so what happens here is that, again, I'm not asking you to, not going to explain this, which we can do the explanation also, but you have to know what are the individual words here. And how do you know what the individual words are? You need to know that, okay, I have to break up these words. So before you can even break up the shloka, like the question that you asked, okay, before you even break up the shloka, I need to understand how do I break up individual words. Okay, because the individual words, when you break up, you need to know what the word boundaries are. Because in Sanskritam is written, all the words, they will be written up together like this. Sadhu shabda vyakhyanam. Okay. So is sa is also a valid word, by the way. Okay, sa means she. But sadhu is another valid word. So should I break at sa or should I break at dhu? After dhu, you know, where do I break it? That is a question that you have to ask. Right? Shabda vyakhyanam. So now you know shabda, you know. So basically you will find that these words you know only after you know the word. Okay? You will not know the words unless you know the word, so to speak. But once you start knowing the words, you will get an idea about what these words are. And then you need to understand, where do you break the words? What, this is where you break the word. Sometimes it will be obvious. Once the word is there, you know it has to be broken here. Right? Atman. You know. Right? Pranam. Okay? Pramanam. When these words are said, Brahman. Right? These words that you are familiar with now, those words, you know where to break. But there will be other words which you have never heard. Like, for example, look at this. Okay? Karmanushtana kaladi prati padakam shastram. And I'm reading it slowly so that you know what I'm trying to say there. Okay. So karma. So does it mean karma or karma? Where do I break? Now here there is actually a conjunct, right? It's not exactly a conjunct consonant, but it's actually two vowels have come together and they have formed what is called as a vowel sandhi. A plus A became A. Okay, so you will see this. Okay, so you need to know, okay, I need to break here. For that, you need to know all the rules of sandhi. If you need to know, I need to break here, tatra, I need to break here, you need to know that this is actually an avyaya. Shiksha naam, okay, this is incorrect because it cannot end in ma, it should end in one second, okay. I need to disable this locking functionality. Let me do that first so that we do not get interrupted. It's the first day, you have to bear with me, sorry. I'll just disable the screensaver. Okay, done. And let me start the keyboard. So in Mac, I have a Devanagari keyboard. If anybody wants the Mac Devanagari keyboard, you can send me an email and I will provide the email and all the information later. Okay, so Siksha Naam. It is not Siksha Naama. What was typed earlier was correct. Siksha Naam. Okay, so it breaks at Siksha Naam. Why does it break there? We need to know. Akaradi naam. So here also naam makara became an anuswara. Akaradi naam. Veda varna naam. Okay, so this is where you break. So why not break it as Veda? Vedas are there. Why not break it at varna? Why are we saying Veda varna naam? So that aspect we will study. Again, we'll use Hitopadesha as a means to understand what are the words, what are the types of words. That is what we will study. Okay, let us see the first verse of Hitopadesha, and then see how are we going to progress, right? And again, feel free to interrupt. You will not be interrupting. I will use that word interrupt, but you're not interrupting. Feel free to ask a question whenever there is a doubt. So let us take the first verse, okay? For some of you who do not know Devanagari, for a few days, I will use some transliteration. Is it visible? Good. Font size, good. Okay. If people in the back, if you want to come on the front row, is all empty, right? In case if you're not able to see. Okay. And there's those televisions also you should be able to see. So let us say the words one more time. Okay, this is what we will do. Siddhis sadhye satamastu prasadatasya durjatehe janvi phenale keva yanmurdhni shashinakkala. Okay. So some of you are very good at chanting, some of you are very well versed with how to read Sanskritam, but some of you who are trying to learn, and even if you know a little bit, it is good that you stress on the Mahapranas. What is Mahaprana? We'll come to a discussion. But you have to stress on the Mahapranas. Siddhi. Okay. Mahaprana is a letter that you enunciate with where you leave out your breath. Okay, ta ta da dha. That dha, you have to let out some breath. That's a mahaprana. So pay attention to mahaprana varnas. Okay, mahaprana varnas. Then like gha, dha, bha, these are mahaprana varnas. Ha, these are mahaprana varnas. And also pay attention to dirghas. When you start paying attention to dirgha, then Hraswa, you will automatically pay attention. So pay attention to Dirghas. Let the Hraswas come on their own. Siddhi. Right? Both of them are Hraswa. Sadhye. So Sa, Akara is a Dirgha. So Sadhye. Ekara is also Dirgha. Okay, so A, I, O and Au, all of these diphthongs are also Dirgha. There's no Hraswa for A. It's not A. It's A, it's I, it's O, Au. These are all Dirgha. Dirgha means you say it for two matras. If E is one matra, E is two matras. Just double the time period. In Sanskritam, there are three matras. Rasva, Dirgha and Pluta. Rasva, Dirgha and Pluta. Rasva is when it is one matra, Dirgha is when it is two matras, and Pluta is when it is three matras. These for the vowels. So Ekara, Aikara, Okara, Au are all Dirghas. Now this is the shloka. Siddhis sadhye satamastu prasadatasya dhurjatehe janvi phenale keva yanmurdhni shashinakkala. In this shloka, you first, what you do is you do the padachheda. Initially when you are learning, I will help you do the padachheda, and hopefully a time will come when you will be able to do the padachheda on your own. So what is padachheda? In Sanskritam there are four types of words. Okay. Four types of words are నామ ఆఖ్యాతం ఉపసర్గ అండ్ నిపాత. This one?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you getting messages? Okay. Bold, is it? Okay. Is better? Okay. So for some of you, this is really basic, I know, bear with me. Within a class or two, we will move beyond that. There are four types of words: nama, akhyatam, okay. So what is nama? Nama, akhyatam, upasarga, nipata. So the father of Sanskritam grammar, and when I say that, many of them say it's Panini. Okay, father of Sanskritam, we usually attribute it to Yaskacharya. So Yaskacharya, he is given a text called Nirukta, and also another text from Yaskacharya, which is the earliest thesaurus in Sanskritam, probably the first thesaurus in the history of mankind, right? It's called Nighantu. So that Yaskacharya, also called as Niruktacharya, that Yaskacharya, he looked at the words and the language as it exists, right? And after looking at the language and the words that it exists, he concluded that there are only four types of words. You see, Sanskritam is very easy. Just know these four types of words, you know the whole language. There is not a single fifth type of word. A word has to be in any one of these four types. Okay. So what are these four types of words? Okay. First, let's start with Nipata, because they are the most easiest. Nipata are two or three syllable words. Ha, vai. They may have some meaning. Sometimes they are only fillers. Pad Purnartham. Because, you know, you make a shloka and then the meter has to fall. Okay. And if like me, you are not very apt at Sanskritam, then you need something to fill it. Okay. So then some two letter or two syllable letters are filled. Cha, vai, chavai, chavai, right? Am I making sense? So these type of letters that you will find, not letters, these are syllables. It could be monosyllabic. Usually they are monosyllabic. They are called Nipata. Okay. Then you have another type of words which are called Upasarga. క్రియావాచకం ఆఖ్యాతం ఉపసర్గో విశేషకృత్ సత్వాభిధాయకం నామ నిపాతాః పాదపూర్ణః. ఇస్ ఎ నైస్ శ్లోక ఫ్రమ్ యాస్కాచార్య. క్రియా టైపో, again, you need not be in a hurry to write this down because all the text is all available. But you have whatever I'm saying, and if you're taking notes, fair enough, right? Kriyavachakam akhyatam. Upasargo visheshakrut. Visheshakrut is not a meaning of upasarga. Okay, but in some ways, and upasarga is a prefix. Upasarga is a prefix. It's a prefix that's usually applied to mostly a verb, but need not be a verb. It could be even to namas, upasargas will be there. There'll be some upasarga samasa also. So upasarga. Kriyavachakam aapkhyatam and sattva abhidhayakam nama. Okay, so abhidha means to denote. Avidanam is what is it denoted with. Okay. Pustakam. Okay. Pustakam. Then the abhidanam of this vastu is pustakam. Okay. Abhidanam is like a name. Nama is name. You see? Nama, name, nama, name. Like Sanskritam is from the English. Nama, name. So sattva abhidhayakam, what exists and the means of denoting what exists, a clock, a table, right? That is the name. That name is called nama. Sattva abhidhayakam. Kriyavachakam. Akhyatam. A samantat khyayate. You know, it tells you exactly what's happening, right? And which is talking about an action. Kriya is action. Okay. Kriya is action. Kriya vachakam. Vachakam means it is now a word which is expressing an action. Then that type of a word is called akhyatam. In Sanskritam, you will call it as akhyatam. Okay. Sometimes you also call it as a kriyapadam. It's a simple way of saying kriyapadam. Pada. So there's a difference between shabda and pada. Are you following? Shabda and pada. Pada is a word. A word. Pada is also a technical term for a word. Shabda means anything that is a sound is a shabda. A word is a sound, so a word is also called a shabda. Nada swara, you can say that the nada, you know, is shabdayate. It is making sound. Okay. But when we say a word, when you read a word, it is not shabda. Okay. When you say a word, you hear the sound. So in that way, it is a shabda. Whereas pada is a technical word. Pada, it is a technical grammatical. So now we will come to this terminology. What is a grammar technical word and what is a non-grammatical technical word? Why do we make that distinction? It's because when we are studying Vyakaranam, when we are studying grammar, we will study a lot of technical words also. Right? As clear as a crystal. As clear as crystal. Now, the clarity is made similar to how a crystal is clear, right? So, as clear as crystal would be a simile, isn't it? The simile itself is a grammar word. In regular language, you may not use the word simile unless you are learning the grammar itself. It could be simile or some figures of speech like metaphor, personification, right? These are grammatical words. Okay, so we will distinguish between some words which you will learn in this discussion, which are grammar only words. And you will study some other words otherwise, which are generally used words in Sanskritam. And then you also learn a bunch of words which are English translation of those words. So we go by English translation of those words, general Laukika words, and grammar specific words. Those are the terminologies which we will learn. This nama is well known. Akhyatam is also well known, but it's a grammar terminology. Upasarga is also a grammar terminology. Nipata definitely is a grammar terminology. Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
Not pratyaya, because pratyayas are added to akhyata or pratyayas are added to nama to form the nama that are used in the word. Okay, the question that is asked, it's okay, I will repeat the question. You can see. What I will do, I'll repeat the question. Sometimes I'll repeat the question 2-3 times to remind myself what the question is asked. So no problem. You can relax. Okay, the question that is asked is that why isn't the pratyaya listed here? Okay. What is listed here are you take up any text in Sanskritam and you break up the words. Okay. And once you break up the words, a word can either be a nama, akhyata, upasarga, or a nipata. You will not find a pratyaya standing on its own. So it's not mentioned here. Because pratyaya, which is actually a suffix, is actually a grammar terminology. That's what I was trying to introduce earlier. Right? You have terminologies which are grammar specific. For vyakaranas only. They are only for grammarians. Okay. So pratyaya is one such terminology which is specific only for grammar. Make sense? Upasarga is also grammar specific. What happens is that many of the laukika terminologies are brought into vyakarana also. Okay. So it is not the other way. While pratyaya, see, you will say that in the language also a word called pratyaya exists. Okay. In language pratyaya, pratyate, vidhiyate, iti pratyaya. Any thought is called pratyaya. Right? Any thought is called pratyaya. But in grammar, when you come to it, that pratyaya has a specific meaning, which is a suffix. A pratyaya can be added to a verbal root, or a pratyaya can be added to a nominal stem. That is specific only to grammar. I'm getting into grammar without going into grammar. Okay. So just to tell you that in the process of learning grammar, in the process of learning the language, see, I think, you know, you can either learn the language and not worry about the grammar. This is what happens. As children, we learn the language and never have to worry about the grammar. Then a time comes when you start looking at the grammar to understand what is the correct usage. Finally, what do you determine? How do you determine something is the correct usage? Okay. I speak to some extent good English. I speak to some extent good English, but my daughter always finds a way to correct it. Okay. Why? Because I keep telling her that I speak English, whereas you speak American. What I'm saying is that the language that is there, the grammar of the language, it is decided by the people who talk that language only. Okay? Make sense? Yes. Okay, good question. This is Yasakacharya who is saying that these are the four types of words observed in the language. He's not talking about any grammar aspect to it. Okay? He's not talking about it. This is language as it exists. So let's say, if at all we take up our first shloka, say this sadhye satamastu prasadat tasya dhur jatehe, and we will look into this. Okay. So first what you do is take up a shloka like this and you break it up into words. This exercise will do for all the words. So let's break it up. How will we say siddhihi? Okay. One second. Okay, so let us break this word. Break the word, right? Siddhihi. One word. Sadhye. Satam. Astu. Okay, so if you look at that, the original text, if I may bring this up. Can see both? This is Satam Astu, whereas we broke that up into Satam Astu. Prasadat Tasya, we broke that up into two words, Prasadat Tasya. Dhur Jatehe is actually a one word. You don't break it up as Dhuhu Jatehe, as two words, you don't break it up. Dhur Jatehe. Then Janvi Phena Lekha. Okay, this also we have to break it up. Janvi Phena Lekha Iva. I broke it up into two words. Okay. Yan Murdhani. So this dash that I've put here is not actually a breakup. This is basically a compound word. There's a difference between here and here. Okay. I will explain. Just bear with me. Janvi Phena Lekha Iva. Yan Murdhani is one word. Shashi Naha is one word. Kala is also one word. Okay. Now, if you look at this, right, and if at all we go back to what Yaskacharya was saying, Siddhihi is Nama, Sadhye Nama, Satam Nama, Astu Akhyatam, Prasadat Nama, Tasya Nama, Dhur Jatehe Nama, Janvi Phena Lekha Nama, Iva is a Nipata. Yan Murdhni Nama, Shashinaha Nama, Kala Nama. You take up the language as such and you break up and you'll find that there are only these four types of words. Okay. Nama, Akhyata, Upasarga and Nipata. Okay. Upasargas are prefixes, right, that generally always attach to word in the language as we see it now. But in the language that existed earlier, the upasargas were actually sometimes even separated. Sometimes you would have the verb and the upasarga later. So that is observed in the language. And that is why upasargas are taken up separately and pratyas are not. Did I answer your question? Okay. Now, as far as the pratyas goes, Siddhihi has a pratyaya called Su. Sadhye has a pratyaya called Ni. Satam has a pratyaya called Am. Prasadat, okay, has a pratyaya called Nash. Tasya also has a pratyaya called Nash. Dhur Jatehe has a pratyaya called Su. What happens is that you will find that pratyas are there in every one of them. Almost all of them. In fact, there is not any word where pratyas are not there. Suffixes are always added. In some cases, suffixes are added and they are dropped. In some cases, suffixes are added and they stay. In some cases, suffixes are added and they modify. Okay. So, in short, what we need to know today as such is that there are these Vedas, and there are all these texts that were available. And in order to understand the text as that were available, there were Shadangas. Six of them. Six Vedangas. In these six Vedangas, there is Siksha, Kalpa, Vyakaranam, Jyotisham, Chandasam, right? And Niruktam. In that, if you look into that, right, Shiksha is talking about the enunciation of the letters. How do you enunciate a letter? Is it Sa? Is it Sha? Is it Sha? Right? Is it Ha? Where is it? Where is it enunciated? Is it enunciated in the throat? Kanta? Is it in the palate? Is it in the top roof of the mouth? The teeth or the lips? Where is the letter enunciated? How is it enunciated? What is the internal effort taken to enunciate a letter? What is the external effort to enunciate a letter? Right? How long do you say something? Do you leave out your breath? Do you not leave out your breath? After enunciated, do you create a vacuum to create a sort of an echo? sound called nada, or you do not create an echo called nada. Where does the sound originate from? Of course, from the mind, but in the actual process, where does it originate from? How do you modulate the sound? All this aspect is covered in shiksha. Okay. Then there is another Vedanga, the sixth Anga, as I told you, which is to deal with the Chandasa. And I'm just going one by one, randomly. Okay. Chandasa is the meter. All the various shlokas, the various hymns, so to speak, the rigs, which are poetry, which are in hymn format, in what meter are they set? English equivalent is called prosody. Prosody, prosody. This hymns that are there, in what they are, you know, how many letters contain one pada, how many aksharas. What is an akshara? Akshara is actually a syllable. Something that you say with a single breath is called an akshara. A syllable. That syllable, how many syllables constitute a meter? Should it be 9? Should it be 11? Should it be 13? Should it be 11, 18? What is that that constitutes a meter? What are these different meters? That science is called chandas. Then you have the words, right? How are these words formed? What are their roots? What are the verbal roots called dhatu? And how these roots are added suffixes, the pratyas that you talked about, right? How these are added suffixes to form a derived meaning of that root, like walk, er, walker, right? You follow? Walk, you add er, become walker. Walk, ed, you get walked, right? So these suffixes are added to convert the meaning of an action into a noun, or sometimes a noun to form a derived noun. All these details we'll study as we go. But these aspects, how are these suffixes added so that you have this derivative of words, a word factory, so to speak, how is that created, is what is called Vyakaranam. Vyakaranam, we say grammar, all right. But Vyakaranam is more to do with Shabda Shastra, how words are formed. When we say grammar, we usually indicate association between words. When words and their relationships to form a concise meaning is analyzed in the Shastra, it's called Mimamsa. You follow? But when words themselves, how they are formed, right? What are the etymological roots of those words, right? Where does this originate from? And that origination, when it is also kept, right, all throughout the history of the language, that etymological aspect of any of these words, that etymology is a shastra here called Nirukta. So Nirukta is a shastra that deals with etymology of the words. Vyakarana is a shastra that deals with formation of words. Shiksha is a science that deals with the aspect of enunciation of letters, thereby enunciation of words, enunciation of varnas. Chandas is a science that deals with an aspect of various aspects of how many varnas or how many aksharas form a meter. That remains Jyotisham. Jyotisham has to deal, and also Kalpa. These have to deal with when the kriya, basically the 95% of the Vedas that we talked about, Swamiji also mentioned, the yagas and all that are to be done, right? How are they to be done? In what mechanism they are to be done? Where should the fire be lit? What should be on the east? What should be on the west? All those aspects. Should you use the hand? Should you use something else? The implements for the particular yagas, right? What time is the yaga to be performed? Is it what is the sunrise time? What is the moonrise time? Okay. All that aspect is in the Jyotisham. Jyotisham is here is not astrology. Jyotisham here is to deal with the aspect of those aspects of time and those kala, which with regards to the Kratu. Kratu is basically the kriyas that has to be performed. jyadi sharangas. In this class, what we will concentrate upon is mostly vyakaran. A little bit of mimamsa, but mostly vyakaran. Shiksha, if you ask a question, we will deal with shiksha. But mostly vyakaran. And in vyakaranam, what is vyakaranam? Panini says, atha shaddanushasanam. Now we talked or we expound upon how the words are formed. Once you know how words are formed, then you will know how words are to be broken up. Once you know how words are broken up and how they are broken up, you'll understand where in the meter you can break up those words. So understanding the word boundaries is the prime discussion for us in these upcoming classes. And what words are those? Mostly a nama or an akhyata. Nipatas you will know. There are a countable number of few. Nipatas you will know. 19. Nipatas maybe like a few tens. Maybe let's say 100. 80 to 100. Nipatas. Upasargas? 21. 21 upasargas. So you'll know the 21 upasargas. Akhyatam? A few thousand. Nama? Infinite. Namas are infinite. That is why I was saying earlier that there is a story that somebody asked Brihaspati or somebody else, you know, in the Swarga to recite the namas. And he started reciting the namas. Okay. It is still going on. So that what it means is that namas are infinite. Okay. So now when we look at this sadhye satamastu, let us say this verse one more time. Siddhis sadhye satamastu prasadatasya dhurjatehe janvi phenalekeva Yanmurdhni Shashinakala. So Siddhi means success. Sadhye means what is to be accomplished. Sat means people, good people. And for those good people, for people who are good, let the Siddhi, right, be there. Let there be success for people who are trying to achieve something good. Okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Krishnarpanamastu Namo Namaha. Mimamsa itself means Pujita Vichara. That's a literal meaning. Okay, like in jurisprudence, you have jurisprudence, right? You have these constitution is written, but the various. One second. Let me just stop this.